Welcome to this edition of Because You Can't Read All the Time. I am here with Irish cockfight impresario, Aaron.
Hey.
And Hitchens the dog. This week is our very special show that we promised, in which we interview Mick Jones, lead guitar for The Clash, and Star Jones, formerly of The View.
And actually, they're here to clear up a little something about their relationship, because what many of you may not realize is that they are related.
They are, and there are a lot of misconceptions, so let's just get right to the good stuff. Star, can you hear me?
What's that, girl?
Good, we're here with Star Jones and Mick. Mick is calling in from London. Hello? Hello! Hi, Maggie! Hi, Erin! Star Sister! All right, so it sounds like...
Shut up.
Sorry, Star Sister. So, we are here with Mick and Star. Guys, let's try to keep it PG here. No language. We run a family show, sort of.
Sort of.
That's all right, because we're a family, aren't we, Star Sister?
I'll never admit to it. Never.
Well, you're going to have to, because that is the purpose of today's show.
Is Barbara Walters going to be here? Barbara Wawa?
Not this week, no. Although I understand that you... Weren't you on The View with Barbara Walters?
I'll never confirm or deny that.
Oh, okay. Because I seem to remember that you were... No, you were, Star Sister! I remember Maggie. I remember she was on the show with Barbara Walters.
All right. Yeah, in fact, isn't that why she's famous, Nicholas?
I believe it is, although I've known her for years because on account of she's my sister.
So, Nicholas, you're a good boy. That's okay. We're related.
Okay, so you'll admit. And I know it's very confusing for some people because when Mick was very popular with The Clash, that would have been sort of in the late 70s, early 80s, and that might not have been when a lot of people knew Star Jones. So, Star, was it hard for you growing up that Mick was so famous early on, and it took you to, like, the mid to late 90s to really enjoy a wide following?
Maggie, I've always been a star. That's why I was named Star.
Hmm. So that's not a stage name. That's your real name.
That's what I am.
Okay. So, Mick, is that true? Your parents said we have a beautiful baby girl and a beautiful young boy, and we're going to name them Mick and Star. That's pretty much the way it worked, as I remember. I was quite young, and quite young for a long time. So, you know, my memories of that time are pretty hazy. And then there's, you know, just life got in the way. But, you know, my memories of Star really don't pick up until sort of the late 90s, when she arrived in the public consciousness.
So I'm confused here now. So what you're saying is you are related, but you don't have any memory of your sister until she was famous.
Not until she arrived in the public consciousness as such.
Hmm. And now are you the elder or the younger sibling, Mick?
I think there's a very strong case to be made that I am.
You are the what?
The older sibling. I think most people will agree that that's probably the most logical solution, the most logical course of action.
Nicholas, Nicholas is a very impressionable young lad, and, you know, I know women don't like to admit this, but I am actually the older sibling here.
All right. Well, I would be inclined to disagree with you. I would be very inclined to disagree because there was a time. Do you remember the Christmas pageant? I was definitely older than you at the Christmas pageant. That was. I don't know if you're familiar at all, Maggie and Erin, with a Christmas pageant. It's the idea that like there was a man named Joseph and his wife Mary and a little baby named Jesus Christ. And I was in that pageant, and I played, I was definitely not Mary, but I was old enough to be in the pageant, and Star was not, and they don't let babies be in the pageant. They don't let a baby play Jesus Christ, usually. It's usually like a doll or something.
Yeah, but But Miklas, they also usually don't let 32-year-old men play Jesus, which is actually how I remember it.
They do let a grown man play Jesus if it's the crucifixion part.
It was a Christmas pageant.
Well, agree to disagree, Mick and Star. Star, do you want to talk at all about Mick's time in The Clash, what that was like for you? Are you a punk fan? Would you say you're a punk fan?
Definitely not, Maggie. Definitely not.
Really?
I feel like Mick and his time in The Clash or The Crash or The Crash.
It was The Clash, Star Sister.
Enough, Miklas. It was a hard time for me because, you know, I had to watch after my little brother, and those are some rough circles.
Your little brother, Miklas.
Yes, my little brother.
Okay. All right. Well, he seems to remember it differently, but there was some controversy, I believe, as to whether he was the baby Jesus or the crucifixion Jesus, so I can see why you might be a little confused.
I think it's pretty safe to say that I'm the one with my head on straight, not like this fool boy.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean? Is that a reference to my recreational drug use because it never happened?
You just keep telling yourself that, boy.
I will.
I mean, you know, okay, I'm just going to clear this up because he's my brother.
Damn straight.
Yes, that we can agree on.
Oh,
Miklas is a good boy. He's a good boy. A little confused, but we named him after St. Miklas, and I remember because I was there when he was born. I remember we named him after St. Miklas because he's such a good boy. And it was hard that time when he was with the Crass, and I had to see him on the rock and roll stage, and it was hard. But I kept him straight.
So, Christmas comes up a lot with you guys, I've noticed. Christmas looms large in the Jones family. Did you have any interesting Christmas traditions? I remember trimming the Christmas tree.
We never had a tree, Miklas. You know that.
I remember a big, beautiful Christmas tree, and the Queen was there, and Jesus, and all our friends.
Miklas suffers from many delusions. We had a very rough childhood. I'm just going to say, I mean, we had some things, and Christmas was a good time for us as a family, but we didn't have the normal sort of childhood that you or your friends might remember from your childhoods or pasts.
Was it hard because, you know, you are biological interracial siblings? Did you experience any difficulties? You know, did people claim that maybe you didn't have the same parents?
We definitely heard a lot of rumors. Mm-hmm. We stood up to a lot of, you know, haters. And all I know is that Miklas is my brother, and it doesn't matter if he's messed up or delusional or, you know, a man-child. This is my family. So, yeah, we did stand up to a lot of hatefulness and discrimination.
That's really beautiful, Star Sister.
That's why I'm your Star Sister, boy.
You are my Star Sister. Mick, I can hear you're getting very emotional over there. Let's change focus. I know you still write. I know you're still writing songs. Would you care to talk about maybe a song that you've written? Oh, what does it happen? I don't know if you've come across this, Maggie, Erin, Star, I know Star Sister has. Sometimes people tell it how it is, and some people tell it how it not is. Well, I wrote a song about telling it how it is. It's called Tell It How It Is.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. I think so. And is that based on experience? Have you had people telling you how it is or not is, as the case may be? Very frequently, I find that I have either one or the other, yeah.
I guess you only have two choices, so
I find that that's not generally true. There's sort of an in-between. Maybe some people tell it how it might be, or it could be.
Yeah.
So, he has a point. He does have a point, Erin.
Okay, he's got me on this one.
I say let Mick have his say. And he does. He does have his say, I would say. I'm telling
it. You would say that.
I'm telling it how it is.
Yes, you are.
And no, I appreciate that. I appreciate you telling it how it is. So, but, well, thank you for that, Mick. Star, do you have anything you want to add? Because this is going to be kind of a quick show. Erin's recently discovered that she enjoys watching Italian men eat, and she has a dinner reservation, and I understand that those are sacrosanct.
Actually, so it kind of is in this respect, because it takes, like, a few months to get these dinner reservations.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a fancy place, but, it's also related to my love of Italian men with voracious appetites, so I'm sorry, guys, but maybe we can, you know, continue this some other day, too.
I think that could be arranged. My schedule is very, very flexible these days.
I could maybe make some time. I'm not making any promises.
Well, I imagine that as a former View host, your schedule is very, very busy indeed.
Yeah, very, very busy. I have a lot of commitments. So.
Well, I understand that you lecture, you read Bible passages at the Church of St. Nicholas, the Greek Orthodox church that you both attend.
Yes, we are Greek Orthodox. I know there's a lot of misconceptions out there saying I am of a different faith, maybe Baptist, maybe Episcopalian, but that is simply not true. We've been raised Greek Orthodox.
I was raised Greek Orthodox too, huh, Star Sister?
That's what I said.
Oh, so I guess that's what you were saying. Yeah, I guess I can see that. All right, well, your inspirations to us all between your deeply held religious faith, your stance on truth-telling, your Christmas pageants, I, for one, am overwhelmed. And I think that next week's interview in which we discuss, you know, the issues of the day is going to be very illuminating for everyone.
Yeah, I'm really honored that you guys agreed to come onto our podcast. I mean, I know it's, you know, not The View and it's not the BBC or nothing, but...
Oh, Top of the Pops. I quite like Top of the Pops.
I was never on The View. That's a misconception.
I was maybe on Top of the Pops. I quite enjoy watching it anyway.
I don't enjoy the television. I think it's a... It's an evil. It's an evil.
Is that something they've been telling us at church, Star Sister? Because I find quite often I can't understand all the Greek.
I know, it's a difficult language. That is a lot of what they talk about, is the television and its evils. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm learning so much. Star Sister's really the spiritual leader in our group of siblings.
There's only the two of us, Nicholas. Please get it straight.
There has to be a leader, doesn't there, Star Sister? And I made it you.
Yes, you did. And I'm glad you did, because that's the smartest thing you ever did, Nicholas.
Thank you, Star Sister. All right. Okay, guys. All right. We're getting off on a tangent here. But next week, we are going to be talking about current events. But we do every week. We typically finish up with a porno or the concept for a porno based on current events. Do you have any suggestions? I know, Star, you were once a hard-hitting journalist.
I have to object because I really don't like the idea of Nicholas dealing with some pornos, and as his sister, I really don't think it's appropriate. So.
Never.
I mean, just considering our faith and everything, you should, you know, appreciate if you considered our faith in this discussion.
Well, if you're making it about the faith, I think that's fair. I don't. I guess in that context, in that light, it wouldn't be appropriate. Because we have gone to great pains to present ourselves as people of faith. All right. Okay. Well, then I guess Erin and I will do the honors ourselves.
Just cover your ears, Nicholas. I mean,
I have been this whole time as it happens.
Okay.
Yeah, so weird. Okay, well, current events. Erin, I don't know if you've been keeping track of the facts.
The facts of the day. I've been keeping a little bit of track, as it were.
Okay.
I mean, I know we
in
mentioned
the parlance of our times.
I know we mentioned before the Wiener scandal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not really much we can do to add to that.
Yeah, that's already pretty porny as it is.
Yeah, that is a porn, if you will. Okay. I guess, let's see, Mark Zuckerberg is engaged.
He's engaged, really?
Apparently.
Huh. That's a pretty good one. I was gonna say that, the fact that Mark Zuckerberg kills and eats his own animals.
Yeah, that's actually a good one.
Okay.
Maybe that's how he met his fiance.
He met his fiance under very salacious circumstances while they were out killing and eating raw meat.
Yes.
So just imagine them in, you know, like caveman outfits, and I think you've got your porno right there.
That's a pretty easy one.
And you got yourself a porno, so. All right. Miklos, you can take your hands off your ears. I wasn't going to tighten them off anyway. All right. You had it from the man himself. Mick's actually staying at my house, so I have all week to chat with Mick and sort of learn what makes him tick, which should make next week all the more interesting. And I understand Star is with you in Chicago.
Yeah, that's right, which, you know, I'm trying to show her the finer things, hence the dinner reservation tonight.
Oh, so. Okay. Have you been to Navy Pier at all?
Yeah, it's actually not that interesting unless you like IMAX theaters or, you know, make your own hats.
Well, it sounds like somebody's going to have to take Miklos to Navy Pier.
I don't want to go there.
I want to go there more than anything in the world now that I know what it is.
I'm never taking you, Miklos, so get over it.
All right, well, this is getting weird. So we will talk next week when we've had time separately to deal with Mick and Star and their issues, and hopefully we'll have a more cohesive news team willing to discuss the issues of the day. So, Miklos, thank you very much for your time, and to you, Maggie and Aaron.
That's very kind, and thank you, Star. I hope you've enjoyed your time with us. It's okay.
All right, so we will see you, or hear you, or, well, you will hear us next week on Because You Can't Read All the Time. Good night, everybody.
Bye.